as we start Sefer Devarim, we need to have some kind of a picture of what Sefer Devarim is all about. And the easiest thing is to go to the Ramban's Hakdama. A Sefer Zin Yona Yodua, everybody knows what Sefer Devarim is all about. Shur Mishneh Torah, it's kilu, I guess, a repetition of the Torah. Yivar by Moshe Rabbeinu Ledoi HaNichnes Ba'oretz Roiv Mitzvahs HaTorah HaTzrichas LeYisrael. You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you want to live in Eretz Yisrael like a Yisrael, like a good Yid. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave this final drosha to tell them the mitzvahs, Roiv Mitzvahs HaTorah, which you need in order to live in Eretz Yisrael the way you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Sefer Devarim is all about, in a very general statement on the part of the Ramban in the Hakdama. Now, of course, it would be nice if we would have a good hesber on every little prat in Sefer Devarim to be able to explain why that particular prat rather than another one, which does not occur in Devarim, why this one was chosen and not that. That's, of course, a big avoider. But over here, right at the beginning of Devarim, we have something which really, in the light of what this Ramban has taught us, we need to examine a little more closely. So let's go to the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's drosha, which is in Perek Aleph, Posuk Vav. Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'choyrev lema rav lochem shevas b'hor hazeh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is beginning his drosha, this final drosha, prior to the entry into Eretz Yisrael, with the Rabbeinu Shem telling us that it's time to leave Sin. It's time to leave Choyrev. Again, Hashem Elokeinu diber eleinu b'choyrev lema rav lochem sheves b'hor hazeh pnu usu lochem uvoyu haru emori ver koshchenov b'arovo b'hor v'ashvelo v'negev v'chof hayom eres hakanani v'halvono natan noho hagodol naha poros re'ei nosati lifneichem es oretz Boyu Urushu es Oretz, Ashanishba Hashem Lavosechem, Lavrom, Liyitzrok, Liyakov, Loseis Lohem, Uluzarom Achareham. Right, we're going to go and we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, as everybody knew. That had been the plan all along. In the meantime, 38 years elapsed, Nebuch, because of the Chait of the Meraglim, but now we're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. That is the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha. So, if at this point we would make a stop and tell ourselves, okay, so what do we expect in the next pasuk? So we would say, okay, so the Rabbi Shem said it's time to go, and this and this and this is what happened. Now, let's first ask ourselves though, yeah, when did the Rabbi Shalom say this? When did the Rabbi Shem say, Rav Lochem Sheves Boho Hazeh? So that is at the beginning of Baal Yisrael, in Baal Yisrael. That's where we learn that they moved. Vayhi Bashono Hashenes Bachoydesh Hasheni Be'eslim Bachoydesh, on the 20th of Iyar of the second year, Nale He'onon Me'al Mishkan Hoedos, which is the simon that they're supposed to start moving, Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Masehem. So what we're talking about is something that happened on the 20th of Iyar of the second year. Now, so we said that we would expect now a description of the trip when they started moving, but the funny thing is that in order to get that, we have to go to Pasuk Yutes. What does it say? V'atzave esrem bo'esahu es kol advorem asher ta'asun v'nisa mechoyrev v'nelech es kol v'amidro ha'godl v'noiro ha'hu asher isem and so on and so forth. But here in the middle of the narrative, starting at Pasuk Tes and going on to Pasuk Yutes, there's an interruption. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu began his drosha with a description of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's asking them to start moving. Now, it didn't say that in Baal Yisrael. It's not mentioned there. And I think in the yeshiva which we had on Baal Yisrael, I tried to explain why the Torah doesn't mention the fact that this nevuah took place, but that's not nageya to us now. But this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them. Hashem told us we have to start moving. No. But now he interrupts in the middle. Vo'oyma alechem bo'esahi leima lo'uchal levadi se'es eschem. Oy, it's too much. I need help. Now, what is bo'esahi, first of all? Does bo'esahi mean on the 20th of Iyar of the second year, which is what we've been talking about till now. So the answer is no. That's when Iyar, when Yisroel came. When Yisroel came, he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was being Isaac the whole day, and we know the story. So the timing isn't right. The Bo'es Ahi is not really the Bo'es Ahi with which we have been talking about in the last few psukim, and the Ramban deals with that. So the Ramban says like this, the Tam Bo'es Ahi, he's going with the Shitta. You know, it's a machlokes whether Yisroel came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. The Ramban over here is going with the Shitta that he came before Matan Torah, which is a long, long time before the 20th of Iyar of the second year. He came before Matan Torah. So Ramban says, what does it mean, Bo'es Ahi? B'shifteinu b'chayrev. It means in a very general sense. It doesn't mean the same Bo'es Ahi with which I started my drosha, Hashem Elokeinu Dibur Eleinu b'chayrev. That took place on the 20th of Iyar of the second year. But Bo'es Ahi means in a broader sense. B'shifteinu b'chayrev. Why we were in Chayrev. No, so why mention it over here? You're just now tasked to telling us a story which happened on the 20th of Iyar of the second year. So why interrupt with this story? Aval hiske ze bekan loimer. Hine kibalnu es ha-toyro. You know, before we started moving on the 20th of Iyar of the second year, we had already been mekabel the Torah in Sivan of the first year. V'hine hoyinu muchonem umzumonem lovoi ba'oretz. We moved when we did move, namely in Iyar of the second year. We had our dugolim all arranged. Im shoifteinu zekeinenu, and we had our shoifteinu zekeinim also. In other words, we were all ready to move now into Eretz Yisrael because we had everything that we needed. We had the dugolim in which we knew how the trip would be arranged. Plus, we had Baruch Hashem. We had our shoifteinu and our zekeinim. Oy, and now I'm going to tell you, Kielu, the story is going to be the story of Meraglim. V'tichvun elai kulchem, imcha chomehem, v'roshechem, u'bikashte Meraglim. Equipped with all the leaders which you had the chachomim and you had the roshem. Nevertheless, you asked for the Meraglim, v'niskalkelo, inyan, and everything came apart. This is the hakdama to the Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give us. And what's it saying? It's saying like this, it's interrupting with a story over here of the I can't deal with all of you anymore. It's all too much. Why is interrupt? Because that's the beginning of the story of how the Shoftim and the Zakenim were appointed. The whole story of the Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meir, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asaros. So it interrupts in the middle. In other words, we've already heard that the Ribbono Shel Olam told them to start moving. We know that in Pasuk Yutesh we're going to learn that in fact they did start moving. What interrupts in the middle? The story of the Roshim and the Zakenim to tell us that they had everything that they needed in order to go into Eretz Yisrael, and whatever happened, happened. This leads into the Meraglim. Now the Ramban makes a big chimus over here on the fact that this terrible Indian of the Meraglim, which caused so much upheaval and which made them remain another 38 years in the Midbar, which is, he's going to move into that a little later in Parshas Devarim, what happened with the Meraglim. So the Pasuk over here inserts the story of the Minui, of the Zakenim and so on and so forth. Agav, there's a Gaon in the Tzavim that he explains that the Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meir, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asoros, they are what is mentioned over there in Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchen Lefnei Hashem Lakechem, Roshechem, that's the Sorei Alofim, Shifteichem, that is the Shoftim, and of that, those are the Sorei Meirs, Zikneichem, that's the Sorei Chamishim, double as many as the Sorei Meir, so the Gaon explains, because Mishpat is only by day, But Torah, the Zkenim, is by day and by night, so they needed double as many, because Shoftim needed only to be functional in the day. But there had to be people who taught Torah by day and by night, so the Zkenim were Sore Hamishim, twice as many as the Sore Meos, and the Sore Asoras were the police. So this story was injected over here into the middle of the story of the first trip, which of course happened much later, because there's something over here which the Ramban Keilu is getting in a commercial. V'hine hoyinu muchonim umzumonim lovoy ba'oretz v'nisa mechoyrev ledigleinu im shoifteinu uzikeinenu. Okay, so far so good. You needed Zkenim and Shoftim, I guess, to travel towards Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You need somebody. Something has to be a setup of a government of some kind. But then he goes on. V'tichvun elai kurchem im chachomechem v'roshechem u'bikashtem v'raglem. See, the Ramban has an agenda over here. The Ramban says that it was necessary to interrupt the story of the trip with an event that happened a year and a bit earlier. He came before Matan Torah, and Zichar, like B'Mochros, he saw that, so that was right in Sivan of the second year, of the first year, I mean. So it's happened a year before the trip started. Why bring it here? Because it's needed to understand the matzav of the Yidden at the time when they started moving. Namely, they had the Roshim and the Zakenim already appointed, so there was nothing missing. And that works into the Meraglim. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Rachmana Litzlan, you had your Roshim, you had your Zakenim, look what you did. That's what this Ramban is saying. It's really like a very, very Meirli Gezach. But he doesn't explain what makes him feel so bad. And that is really what I wanted to discuss. I wanted to figure out what is going on with this appointment of the Sore Alofim, Sore Chamish, Meos, Sore Chamishim, Sore Asoras. What's going on over here? And among the shilas with which I want to deal is a very, very strange aspect of that story, that over here Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioning the background against which the minui of the Sore Alofim and the Sore Meos and the Sore Chamishim and the Sore Asoras took place, the background of that, and there's not a word about Yisrael. It doesn't mention that the whole idea came from Yisrael. Now why doesn't he mention Yisrael? I mean, the Torah found it necessary. Like, we've got a whole, I don't know who gave the settlers the names. Why we call that Pasha Yisro? But he was called Yisro, Chazal say, because he was Moisef a Pasha in the Torah. He was Moisef a Pasha in the Torah. So that's an important fact, that it was Yisro who gave this Eitzah. The Torah devotes a lot of space to that. And yet, doesn't say anything about it. Over here, Moshe Rabbeinu makes it all his own idea. Now let's learn that segment, and we'll really have to analyze it a little bit. Let's see what it says. Vo'amar alechem bo'es ahi leimer, loy uchal levadi se'es eschem. I can't take it, right? I can't carry you guys. It's just too much for me. Now, so in order that people shouldn't think that he wants them to be fewer. He says, no, I don't want you to be fewer. Hashem Elokeichem, hir bo eschem, v'hinchem hayom, kechokhvei ha-shomayim l'roev. Hashem Elokeichem, v'esechem, yosef aleichem, kochem elef pomim, v'yivorech eschem, ka'asher diber lochem. I'll give you a brocha. It's not that I mind that there's so many of you. I'm just saying I can't deal with you. And then he starts off again. Eicho eso levadi tochachem umasachem v'vivachem hovu lachem anoshim chachomim anabonim v'yidum v'shiftachem, and so on and so forth. Very, very strange how that's put. Like he starts like Ki'ilu complaining in Posuk Tes, v'oimah lechem bo'es ahilema lo'ucha levadi se'es eschem, and the continuation of that is Eicho eso levadi tochachem umasachem v'vivachem. But between those two psukim, we have the brocha, Hashem Elokeichem, hir bo eschem, v'hinchem hayom, kechokhvei ha-shomayim l'roev. Hashem Elokeichem, v'aseichem, yosef aleichem, kochem elef pomim, v'yivorech eschem, kasher diber lochem. That's like a bracha in order to tell them, look, when I say you're too many for me, it doesn't mean I don't want you to be many. Forget, I want you to be kechok v'ashamayim v'alayf. And I say, Hashem, more. Can't have enough Yidden. Yidden are beautiful, wonderful people. There can't be enough of them. No, but then, what's going on over here? Very, very interesting. Now, the Shaila, why he didn't mention Yisrael. Why Tucker didn't he mention Yisrael? That's an interesting shaila. Now, so the Ramban. One second, I have to find it. That's in Pesuk Yud Zayin. Pesuk Yud Zayin, what's it say in Pesuk Yud Zayin? And so on and so forth. V'lo hizkir, in the Ramban, the end of the Ramban, V'lo hizkir Moshe atzosoy bekan. Moshe Rabbeinu does not mention the Eitzah which Yisroel gave him over here. V'lo omer dover b'shem Yisroel asher omer. He's asking the question, like, you know, it doesn't sound nice. That Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have mentioned the Yisro's part in this. The Nivra Be'enai, so the Ramban says Mitzvah, Shloi Rotso Lazkiroi B'Mamat Kol Yisroel Le'Anvesonuso, because of his modesty. So Rav Shavel explains, like, what is the medicine over here? She'im hoyo Mesapeh Sh'shoma Atzas Yisroel Hoyo Loi Ze Atzmo Le'Kobod. So he didn't want to sing his own praises. People would have said, wow, this wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's idea, this was Yisro's idea. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't feel too big to accept Eitzes from a guy who came along. Wow, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moyodik. So I'm not going to mention that. I'm not going to mention that it was Yisro's idea. That's the first possibility which the Ramban moots. Oy shelo yir lekoved loy sheyazkir ledoy hazeh ki isha kushes lokach. Or if you would have mentioned Yisro, you would have had to mention, you know, he was my father-in-law, and people, these were the youngsters who were born in the Midbar, so they didn't know the whole story of Moshe's marriage. So why should he go and open up to them this Yediyah that he married in Isha Kushes? Actually, the Rav Shavel brings that he's Goyros, the others who goes, the two is Goyros, not the Anvesanusai, but Lignusam, Rotzalaima. Maybe that's why he didn't want to mention. First he said because of his modesty, he didn't want to show, look, I'm such a modest person that I'm willing to accept an Eitzah from Yisroel. Then he says maybe the other gears is, it's not a for COVID of Yisroel, that you have to have a guy to come and tell them how to run their society. And then he says, no, maybe it's because he wanted to avoid mention of the Isha Kusses. And another Eitzah which he says, V'yitochen shahatam mipnei shenimlach b'shchina v'al pi agvur v'nasi on yinahu. In other words, the Ramban offers a third possibility why he doesn't mention Yisroel, and that is because Yisroel had said, yeah, you have to ask the Rebbein Hashem, Rashi brings, tzei himolech b'gvura, ask whether my idea is a good idea, that you should be memane of these helpers. And so Moshe Rabbeinu consulted with the Shechina. So now, after the Rabban Shem had told him, yes, go ahead, so there was no point in being miyachaset anymore to Yisroel, because now he had it straight from the Rabban Shalom himself, and Mimele, he doesn't mention Yisroel. Those are the svogos which the Ramban, Tzemoyer de Gazach, Rashi doesn't ask the question, but Ramban asks the kasha. It's a good kasha. Why don't you mention Yisrael? You need a teretz. Why doesn't mention Yisrael? So the Ramban mentions these terutzim. I think that I want to suggest that maybe there's another possible teretz besides the terutzim which the Ramban gives. There is perhaps another possible teretz. Why he doesn't mention Yisrael. And I'll explain that in a moment. But really, I'd like to understand the whole story a little better. It's really a Yisrael Tikasugi, not so much a Dvorim Tikasugi, but we'll see in a moment that it's very much a Dvorim Tikasugi. And that's why Taka belongs into this Drosha of Mishneh Torah. It's a Moira Tikasach. So what was going on over here? Vahim in Macharas, Yisrael comes to the Midbar, and he sees Moshe Rabbeinu sitting there. And he comes along and he says, Moshe, you can't handle this. No vayel tibayel. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu think? Meikorah Maikosova, Lipsoich Maikosova. Like what was the, I mean, it was such a chiddush that the Yid has to have a breathing space at some point. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu think? And what was Yisrael Takum Mechadish to him? I want to get back to that. But first I want to suggest why it doesn't mention Yisrael. Maybe some of you remember, I think that in an earlier shiur, probably in Yisrael, I don't remember anymore when, but I think I told you over what I thought about Yisrael's seven names. I'll just repeat it again because I think it's a good insight. I don't know whether it's true or not, so you have to make a judgment. But I'll tell you how once it occurred to me that this might be true, so that's sort of been my mode of thinking. I can't guarantee that it's right. You have to make up your own mind, or you ask somebody. You know, the Maharal makes a big issue out of that. Like, why was it that the Rebbeinu Shlom's Hashgacha was goyres that Moshe Rabbeinu should become a son-in-law of Yisrael? The chief Avod Avodah Zorah in the world, there wasn't a single Avodah Zorah which he hadn't served. And Dafke, his Tzipporah, he has to be the Shver. Like, what's going on over here? So the Maharal makes a big issue out of that, and he learns Faket, that the fact that Yisrael did not leave a single Avodah Zorah unserved is a terrific mile in Yisrael. Yisrael was a Yid who left nothing undone. He needed the Shlemus. He needed the thing in its totality. He wasn't going to nar himself up by having only part of it. If Avodah Zorah is the Mahalach, then I need to have Avodah Zorah in its totality. That's why, later on, Atta Yodate, now I know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that the totality of the Rebbeinu Shalom is Le'en Arach greater than the totality which I managed to get by going to every single Avodah Zorah. So he was ready to become Yisrael, And that was the school of Moshe Rabbeinu also. That means they were complete people. It was a Meiradik Shidduch, Moshe Rabbeinu with the Yisrael Mishpacha. It was a Shidduch between people who took life seriously and did not leave out a single prat. It's a Meiradik Shidduch. And that is how I was Masbir, the names of Yisrael. Maybe you remember, the Moshe, one of the names, Chayvav. So the Chazal say, why was he called Chayvav? Because he loved the Torah, Shorim Mechabev as a Torah. Yeser, because he was Moisev a Pasha in the Torah, and so on. Do any of us know anybody who loves the Torah? I think we know people who love the Torah. Yeah, we may demand of ourselves that we don't love it as much as we should, and we don't use our time as well as we should, but Baruch Hashem, there are Yidden who do use their time. And they love the Torah. And not one of them, in my experience, when I think of the people whom I know, whom I would describe as lovers of the Torah, none of them are called Chayvav. I mean, why does the fact that Yisrael was Mechabev the Torah demand that he should be called Chayvav? What's it got to do with the name? He loved the Torah. Wow, Moivadik. Yisrael, you're great. To see such a masmir, it's a Mechah. It really is Mechazik me. I've got to give him a name. what does it all mean? So I think that what it means is like this. Maybe you remember it from an earlier shiur. I think that the word is like this. You see, when we talk about Reuven, I don't mean Reuven, the son of Yaakov, I mean Reuven, we know him well from the Gemara. There's always Reuven and Shimon. Let's talk about Reuven. Yeah? And Reuven does a few things during the day. He gets up in the morning, he has a seder before davening, then he goes davening, then he goes to work, later on he picks up a carpool, the night he goes to a meeting, then he goes to a chasna. Reuven's a busy man, he does a lot of things in the course of the day. If we ask, was the guy who later on turns up at the chasna, was he the guy who went to the shir in the morning? The answer is, of course, it was Reuven. Reuven went to the shir and Reuven went to the chasna. No steer. Was it a different time? At this time he was there and at this time he was there. That is only possible if Reuven, when he's at the shir, leaves his identity in reserve. I am Reuven. I remain Reuven. I'm the same Reuven who tonight is going to go to the chasna. In the meantime, I'm learning. When he's sitting later on by Vada Chinuch meeting, yeah, it's the same Reuven who in the morning went to his business. Then I was in the business, now I'm at the meeting. The chasna, it's always Reuven. But what if you would have a person who is so ausgehalten that whatever he does, 100% of him is involved there. So the guy who's dancing by the chasna, he's not the one who was by the shir this morning. Because by the shir this morning, there was no Reuven left. There was only Mr. Lerner there. There was nothing held in reserve. He was the Yisra who had to go and serve every single by the Zara. So when he's sitting by a shir, there is nothing in his life outside the shir. He has no identity other than the act of learning. When he's Mechabev the Torah, he is Mr. Chaybav. There is nothing held in reserve. There's nothing there which is not involved. That's how I hold. That's why he had a different name for every one of his activities. Why? Because you can't say, well, why give him a different name? Find out what his real name is. What does it say on the passport? And he's the guy who does that. And that's it. So what do you have to come in all these masses for? The Torah says that's by regular people who are not sholem in their commitment. But if somebody is an absolute sholem, and that's a redundancy, who's taka sholem in their commitment, and there's nothing left over, so at the time when he's learning, he is chayvav. He's not Reuven. There's nothing of Reuven there. There's nothing of that Reuven who did something else in the morning. That's what I hold. So I think that the pshat is that we could say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to mention Reuven, Yisrael. There was no B'Shem Amroi over here. You don't have that over here. Because who's the Amroi? Yisrael. No. There's no Yisrael involved. This is Mr. Yeser. This is the man who is Choyke and Deirish in the Rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shalom. How does he want society to run? Without the Novel Tibol, whatever it is. And he comes along with Atos Sechazet. And that was Ke'ilu, the Rebbeinu Shalom, talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Forget that Yisro said, Sehi Molech Bikvura, there was a modesty on Yisro's part. But the emphasis, if the Rebbeinu Shalom was Kaveya that in the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew. So if the Rebbeinu was Kaveya in the Torah, so when Yisro was talking, it was the Torah talking to him. See, the Ramban says in the end of that since he was Himolech Bikvura, so it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm saying the same thing, but from a slightly different angle. It's the Rebbeinu Shloilem when Yisro is talking to him also. Because what Yisro was talking to him was he was talking to him Torah. He was talking to him Torah. Because there was nothing there of Yisro the father-in-law, or Yisro the whatever other things he did. This was Torah talking. And Mimela, however, Dover B'Shem Amroi means that the person who told me this and this and this was Reuven. So, Reuven Magielo, you know, it was Reuven who told me this thing, he was Mechadish this Indian, so it's Magielo that I should mention it to him. But it wasn't Yisrael who was talking. It was Mr. Torah who was talking. Yes, sir. He was Moshe Pasha at the time, as I mentioned. And maybe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps did not mention Yisrael, because he understood who Yisrael was. And if he understands who Yisrael is, so then, Hatanish was to Zogan, by the way, Yisrael told it to me. It's not true that Yisrael told it to you. Who's Yisrael? So the person whom you're talking to, and you're telling him, it's Yisrael who told it to me, he knows Yisrael, the governor, or he knows Yisrael, the businessman, or he knows Yisrael, the Ma'ad HaChinuch person. So he's going to make a mistake. He thinks that the same Ma'ad HaChinuch person is the one who gave the eitz over here. No, is it a good eitz, is it a bad eitz? Then you can start caring. But by Yisrael there wasn't such an issue. By Yisrael there was an issue, Mr. Torah was talking. So there is no B'Shem Amrim. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So what's Takad Pshat? I want to understand. What was Moshe thinking? Didn't he understand? Didn't he understand that this can't go on like that? That he bears the whole burden. What was Yisrael Mechadish to him? Or, as we're learning now, what did the Torah come and tell Moshe Rabbeinu? What emes was there of which Moshe Rabbeinu had not been aware? If what Yisrael was telling him is Torah, if what Yisrael is telling him is Torah, so what didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know though? So this shtickle Torah he didn't know. Like, why didn't he know that? I think that the pshat is like this. As it makes sense. What did he tell Yisrael? Let's go over there to Yisrael when he answered Yisrael. Loi toiva dovar shata oise, lo vel tibbal. Yeah. So what had Moshe said? Vayomim Moshe lechosnoi. People come to me to be doyrish to Rebbeinu Shlalom, whatever that means, we'll see in a moment. When they have some matter, they come to me. I judge when there's litigation. And furthermore, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say he's doing? So kiyova elai ha'am lidroish elokim. What does it mean, lidroish elokim? So what it means, I have a simon ledover. If you go to the Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Chof, vayhi bashono hashviyis bachamisho be'osa lachoydesh, Bohu anashim mizikne Yisrael lidroish es Hashem vayeshvu lefonei. They came to be doyrish es Hashem vayeshvu lefonei. So vayid vashem elai leima ben adam daber lidroish Yisrael v'amata lehem kama Hashem elogim halidroish oisi atem boim chayoni midorish lochem. I don't want to hear anything from you. I'm just disgusted with a whole bunch of you. Hasishpat oisim hasishpat adam es toya vasa vaysam oidiyam. Tell them what awful people they are. It's a whole big passion. What does it mean they came to be Doyrus as Hashem? So in Chazal, you have that this was Hanani Vishal Vazariah, and Hanani Vishal Vazariah, you had a problem. They had a problem. Look, Nebuchadnezzar put up this crazy statue, and everybody has to come and bow down to it, and we intend to go there and not to bow down. We want to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. So they went to Yecheskel, they came to the Rebbe, and they asked the Rebbe, should we do it? Shouldn't we do it? Should we make a whole big fuss, and what's going to be in there? He's going to burn us up, but we're willing to take it. What should we do? That's the Lidrash HaSashem. It's a long story, a very important story. Very important story, but not in this year. So we see that what Lidrash HaSashem doesn't mean to be Dorash HaSashem for a Din Torah. That you have a problem with somebody, and you have a Din Torah. That's not Lidrash HaSashem. Lidrash HaSashem is a much, much wider concept. Literally, Hashem means to find, to hear from Hashem, Eitzes of how we should live, and how did they find out what Hashem held? They went to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Moshe said. Vayomer Moshe l'chais, no? Ki yovah elai ha'am lidroish elokem. Ki yielohem dova, bo elai. If they have a dova, they come to me. What's a dova? Dova could be anything. Should I have this operation? Shouldn't I have this operation? Should we send the kids to this cheder? Should we send the kids to that cheder? I don't know how many chadorim there were in the midbar. But, as I, yeah. Furthermore, the shofateti ben ishu ben re'ehu, v'haydati eschukei elokim v'estarosav. So I judge litigations, and also I tell them chukim and toires. That's what it says. So that's a lot of things that he's doing. So what does it mean by Daiti Lohem? Es aderech yelchuba ves hamaisa asher yaasun Daiti eschuk elakim ves harasov. I can't find this psukim when I need them. We know the pasuk. I don't want to spend time now trying to look for it. I had it open. Yeah. I tell them how to make panosa. And kavura. Din and lifnim. I'm there to the conduit with which through which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to guide Klal Yisrael. He does it through me. And whatever they need, what's my panosa going to be? Zubes Chayim. The Magda Gezach. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu feel that he's able to do that all on his own? I think that the Teretz is poshut. How long does it take? Meaning, in an ideal world, in the world in which Moshe Rabbeinu functioned. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvat peh and a kvat loshan until after Matan Torah. At that time it changed. Eil ha-dvorim asher divrei Hashem. By that time he already was a bal dvorim. But he was a kvat peh, kvat loshan. I heard from Moshe Shapiro Zorgesan that it wasn't the pshat that he was a bal mum. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to speak. Shlachno v'yad tishlach. Don't make me speak. He lived in his mind. The hageshem which we have when we experience something very, very wonderful, they're so much greater than the words in which we can wrap them. It's much, much deeper, much, much more real. And language is simply too poor to be able to express those depths. So if you ask a rav, and you ask a rav and you say, okay, you get shilas, you paskin din toiras. So somebody comes in with a chicken. How long does it take you to paskin the shilas? 5 minutes. Yeah, I mean, unless it's some shunitic, unusual thing, it takes a few minutes. I have to look, and after this, sometimes I have to look at the taz. It's too chill. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, what can it be? What about a din toiras? He says, I don't have a good car, but din toiras can take weeks. Till I hear what everybody is coming and everybody is saying and he's timing and ahin and ahin and ahin and ahin and ahin and ahin and ahin. It's I can't even deal with it. Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand that. He would not have understood this love. He said, what's the difference between two Yidden coming to know the Ratzon Hashem? And they asked me, look, I bought this and it was this and this was the cost and this was azay and this happened, ahin, ahin. What do I do? What's the difference between that and a chicken? It takes me 1 minute to tell them. I can handle all these things. It takes a minute. I know people well enough to be madrich them, which space chayim, which the panosa should be. I can handle this. It's not a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu was kaveya himself as the go-between between the people and the Rebbeinu Shlalom, because he understood, he knew Kala Torah Kula. And if people would come and they say, look, we have the sifts of this is the Din Torah which we're having, this is fine, very good, this is the halacha. Like gesund, hope to meet you in Simchas. There's nothing to take time. And I think that explains over here, what happened in Dvorah. Because what does he say first? He says, V'ayim alechem bo'esa hilema, lo'yucha levadi se'es eschem. You know, I suddenly found out that giving you eitzes is not so easy. Hashem elokechem hirbo eschem, Ribbono Shel Olam made you kechoich ve'hashamayim. You aren't simple people. Each one of you is a kechov. Each one of you is a world on its own. And I'm finding it hard, because to give you eitzes, there have to be so many tzodim to the shayla involved. You're complicated people. You're not just simple people. Each one of you is an olam sholem. If it's an olam sholem, an olam mole, the eitzes which I give you are going to take time. But that's fine. I can't get enough kechovim. Hashem elokei avoseichem yosef aleichem kochem elef pomim yivorech eschem kashadi be'elochem. And then he goes on. Eicho eser levadi tochachem umasachem v'lifchem. He says, but I'll tell you something. With the eitzes, chvaltke ken pailen. Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard. But I can do it. I love you. Oh, but tochachem umasachem v'lifchem. Oy, the dinei Torah, I can't take. It's not the way I thought. I thought that when you come as litigants, it's the same as when you come with a chicken or for an etzer. I know you, I understand, this is the halacha, finished. Oh, you're different. You start fighting with each other. When you come for litigation, it's not that you want to know the Rotzen Hashem. When you come for litigation, you know what you want to win. Chmodel it's land today by Dinei Torah. People come along with Toyanim. He tines for him. People want to win. What's there to win? You want to know what the Rotzen of the Rabbein Hashem is in that case. What kind of winning is there? And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu heard. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw that people were not like he. He was a kvat peyo kvat lashon. He dwelt in the world of ideal. And there, it doesn't take longer to paskin it in Torah than to paskin a chicken. But it didn't work out that way. And I think that was the Torah with which Yisrael informed him, Ke'iluch, to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'atah secheseh mikol ha'am says, you know what? People are not the way you would want them to be. People are people. They're human and they have their chesroinus. And when it comes to the Din Torah, he says, this is mine, and he says, this is mine. The Shema'im Arzim Batalis, it's a problem. And you're not going to just be able to say Paschim like this. Oh, this is the Halacha, Zayt Min Gezon, Treffen in Semchus. No, he's going to say, yeah, but this was this, and he cheated me, and he did this, and he did that, and he did this, and he did this. Up, 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 up. They want to win. Think that is the vote. That is the vote. That Yisrael was mechadish to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a chiddush to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it b'shmoy, like I said before, because what Yisrael said, the Ribbono Shel Olam had already paskened the doors is Torah. So he heard it from the Torah. Doesn't have to mention Yisrael. But what was it that he said? He said, people are not the way you think. And it's going to take longer. And if it's going to take longer, you're going to need people who are going to give you help. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it. That's the story. And then the Ramban comes along and starts crying. He says, all right, so Yisrael gave the Eitzel. Yisrael gave the Eitzel. That Moshe Rabbeinu, you're too much of an idealist. It's not going to work out that way. Let's get hold of Roshim and Zekenim and Shoiftim and Shoitrim. We need, it's not the way you think. Yeah? what you're thinking is in an ideal Olam HaBodika, Yemaisa Mashiachika kind of matzav. Everything goes 1, 2, 3 because nobody has any negias. It's not going to work that way. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, fine. Okay, so I'm right, you're right. And, you know, I hear from you, I heard from the Torah now through Yisra's mouth that I need Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meyer, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asores. And that's good. But then he starts crying, the Ramban. What did he say again? V'hine hoyinu mukhonim umzumonim lova ba'oretz. Vanissa mechoyrev ledigleinu imshoifteinu uzukeneinu. Vatikubun alai kulchem imchachomechem v'roshechem ubikashtem merachem. What a puncture. What a terrible, terrible thing. That those Roshem and those Canaan that were appointed, because I understood you had your needs. I was disappointed. I had hoped that things would be better. But I understood, okay, you're human. So is it to be human? And so you needed these people. So I appointed them. But it didn't occur to me in my wildest nightmare that if you ever come along with such a horror that you want Meraglim after the Rebbeinu Shlom had said, Penuus Ulachem, that I gave you the land, walk in, you don't need Milchama, we've talked about that, that the Roshim and the Zkenim should come along with you, that they should also. So it's not the pshat is that the people are human, so they need a little help. You need a little extra help. It's going to take more time than you thought. Beg Sorei Alofim. If I make Sorei Alofim, now they're coming and asking for Meraglim. That just sort of finished the Ramban off. That's what he learns Pshat. He said that over here in Dvorim, we are getting ready to get into the Pasha of the Meraglim. And that's why you needed this Hakdoma over here. Not only because it didn't happen at the same time, so why bring it here? The Torah says, because we're talking about the Meraglim, and to understand the Meraglim in all its horror, you have to understand the background of these Zakenim and Roshim. There was so much good that went into appointing them. Alright, it was not my plan A. I thought I would be able to do it myself. Okay, so people are humans, I can't. So, you forget, you have a lot of nice people to work with. Samachaya. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a bone of jealousy in him. So that, if that's what the Rebbeinu wants, Kolakavod. But I'm going to tell you the story of the Meraglim. And you should know that the Roshim and the Zkenim were there. And they didn't do any good to anybody. And that was a real tragedy. So we asked, why does this whole episode belong into this drosha of Moshe Rabbeinu? What's it got to do with going into Eretz Yisrael? It's got to do with going into Eretz Yisrael. It's mamish the ideal way, the ideal pasha with which to start. The ideal pasha with which to start is, it says, Kinderlich, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be Ishtachas Gafna, Ishtachas Teinosa, you're going to have your path, you're going to have your chelik in the Oretz. Remember the tragedies and don't repeat them. Be wise enough to learn from history. Look what a kishalan that was when we appointed with so much goodwill and so much positivism and so much rotzain to make things well and good. And we appointed the Sorei Alofim, Sorei Meir, Sorei Asores. And by a little hesach hadas, by not being as careful as we need to be, they came along and supported the idea of the Meraglim and brought such tragedy onto Klal Yisrael. See, that's probably the pshat when Moshe Rabbeinu mixes in over here. Come be his anav Hashem b'klalechem lema, kam atola sov eshama, because of the Meraglim. He didn't wait till the Meimariva. Like Terah says, by the Meraglim already he saw Zinishtorim. He can't be the manik in Eretz Yisrael. life in Eretz Yisrael is not going to be the kind of life of which Moshe Rabbeinu can be the manhig. If you're dealing with Roshem and Sorem, who can do all these terrible things, Yeshua is better for that. It's a nisht for me. By the Meraglim I saw that I'm not the right manik for once you get into Eretz Yisrael. Rabban Hashem should help him, Yitz Hashem, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Kachem, Yalef Pomem. Everything should work out. It's going to take a long time. I can see a lot of history happening. But I understand why it's nisht for me. And that's why later on at the end, this Maisa with the Mei Meriba happened. Rabban Hashem understood that it's nisht for me. So I think that is this. The Pshat, I think it's really Pshutish and Mikra, the way the Ramban tells us, but the Ramban doesn't make any tzimmes out of it. You have to see it and to understand what the Ramban is saying, that these Roshim and the Sori Alofim, the Sori Meirs, yeah, they were part of the tragedy. And that's the Musa at the beginning of Devarim. Baruch Hashem, by the end of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu became optimistic when the attendance of him, my young Kuchen, the Hashem, the Kirchem, Roshechem, Shiftechem, Zignechem, Shaitrechem, he's hoping that it'll work out. No, did it work out? For that you have to learn Tanakh. Nothing went very smoothly. But I hold that Pshat in these first few psukim in the Devarim, I think maybe through this Hezbollah that we went through just now, that we have a little musuk of what was going on there.